Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Rigid inflatable boats are boats that have a hull made of aluminum or fiberglass that is surrounded by an inflatable tube. We have a company here in Humboldt that's a major manufacturer of the inflatable tube parts of these boats, Wing Inflatables. And many years ago, I asked Bill Wing why he didn't also build complete boats versus only building the inflatable tubes. And he explained to me that he didn't want to compete with folks who were buying his tubes to install on the boats they build. So, for example, Moose Boats out of Petaluma built our local fireboat, and they proudly display the Wing logo on the tubes that were built right here in Arcata. But if Wing also built boats, then Moose Boats may be less inclined to use Wing tubes. Or if they did use Wing tubes, they certainly would not want to have the logo of one of their competitors on their finished product. Here's another example. The laptop I'm typing on right now is made by HP, but it has a sticker that says Intel inside. So again, HP is happy to co-brand their product because Intel only makes the processors that go inside laptops. They don't make the actual laptops. You might say Intel is a parts supplier and HP sells the complete value-added product. Okay, now what the heck does that have to do with weather? Well, the National Weather Service kind of does both. We make the parts and the finished product. On the parts side, we run the massive computer models that provide the underlying raw weather forecasts for the nation that pretty much everyone uses to build the finished products that you see on TV, smartphone apps, or web pages. But you may have noticed they don't usually say powered by the National Weather Service. And that's probably because we also provide some of that finished product, at least through some avenues. But not all avenues, I want to mention. For example, the National Weather Service does not have a weather app for your phone. There are many private sector apps out there, and we are happy to provide the underlying information and then let the private sector serve up the finished product. Frankly, they're more nimble and therefore able to adjust to the ever-changing technology than the federal government. So to me, this represents good roles for the private sector versus the public sector. The National Weather Service also does not have TV meteorologists, except in Alaska. But we do have web pages and a strong social media presence. So yeah, we kind of muddy the waters a bit, but we have to have some direct outlets for our information to accomplish our mission of protecting lives and livelihoods. Ultimately, we try to find a balance so that we don't unnecessarily compete with the private sector while ensuring that we can reach the public with our life-saving information. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.